بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Yesterday we learned of a dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wherein he sought protection against laziness. And also laziness is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has condemned in the Quran and spoken ill of. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has referred to it as a characteristic and a quality of the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, especially when it comes to fulfilling our religious duties and obligations. We said that there are certain factors and certain causes of laziness. We studied the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَعْقِدُ عَلَىٰ قَافِيَةِ رَأْسِ أَحَدِكُمْ ثَلَاثَ عُقَدٍ. إِذَا نَعْمُ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when you go to bed at night, the devil ties three knots over your neck. He casts three spells on you when you go to bed every night. And as he casts those spells, or in the words of the hadith, as he ties those knots, he says, Urqud, sleep. You have a long night ahead of you. And a person goes to bed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَإِذَا اسْتَيْقَظَ. If he gets up, and the first thing he does, he gets up, he remembers Allah. فَذَكَّرَ اللَّهِ إِنْ حَلَّتْ أُقْدَهِ. One of those spells fall away, or one of those knots are untied. So first thing we do, that's why the first thing we do is we remember Allah. Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'da ma amatana wa ilayhi an-nushur. So first thing you do, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, remember Allah. When you remember Allah, one of those knots are untied. Fa'idha tawadda'a, and then when you go and you make wudu, in hallat uqdatan, the second knot is untied and the second spell falls away. فَإِذَا صَلَّى. And when you now offer salah, you pray your salah, whether it is two rakats of tahajjud, or whether it is the two rakats sunnah of fajr, or whether it is the fajr salah itself, you engage in some salah, then the third knot opens up. And when this happens, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَصْبَحَ نَشِيطًا طَيِّبَ النَّفْسِ. That day you will start the morning energetic. You'll be full of energy, and you will be in a good mood when you start the morning on such a day. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if you don't, you sleep through Fajr, and you don't wake up in that hour of the night, and when you get up, you don't remember Allah, and you miss your Fajr, and you get up, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you will wake up khabith al-nafs. Khabith al-nafs, in a bad mood, feeling gloomy, not feeling too nice. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, kaslan. You'll get up feeling very lazy. That entire day, you will find it difficult to carry out the duties and obligations of Allah, simply because there will be a sense and a feeling of lethargy and laziness that will prevent you from doing so. So the first thing we need to do to remove laziness and be active throughout the day and energetic throughout the day is to wake up, remember Allah, perform wudu, and observe our Fajr prayer. May Allah grant us understanding.